As Sayyid Taqi Rizvi is well known within the community, and it's nice to see that within our Maulanas and so on and so forth, there are people who have the same views. So, can we please welcome Sayyid Taqi Rizvi? Takbir! Takbir! Takbir!
Salaamu Alaikum. I'm honored to be speaking in front of such a lovely crowd of people who are really concerned about the world full of oppressors. And today, I'm sure those who are familiar with Islamic history would remember that today we're also commemorating the shahadat of who was known as the fourth Khalifa of the Muslim Ummah and the first Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam. In his will and last testament that he wrote to his children, one of the statements says, be a helper to the oppressed. This is what we learn from the person who sacrificed his life in fighting zulm, in fighting oppressors. And it is really interesting if you examine the statement which says, be a helper to the oppressed. In this present day and time, we see that the world is full of oppression and oppressors are supporting oppression and oppressors, yet still the poor oppressed has no assistance and no help unless it stands for itself, unless it stands and demands its right to be heard. And certainly, alhamdulillah, certainly, in this day and age, when we look at oppression and we look at those oppressors who are supporting oppressors, we see in the world unholy alliances. What are these unholy alliances? The EDL joining with the Iranian communists, joining with the Israeli Defense League. What an unholy alliance. What an unholy alliance of destitute of political thinking. Now how can a racist group of the EDL join together with the racists of Israel, join together with those racists of Iran who want to dismantle the Islamic world of their defenders? Is it not a sad story? Can we not see? This is where it's so important to understand when an oppressor is supporting another oppressor. We are blind. We sit on the fence and we allow oppressors like the EDL, like the Iranian so-called democratic supporters, like the Jewish Defense League. How dare they join together in an unholy alliance to suppress the existence of Gaza? How dare they? How can they possibly define this unholy alliance and support themselves as people of political thought? Is it not sad that we who care about the oppressed, we who are concerned about the oppressed, cannot get together and understand the evil of these oppressors? Yet still we become ignorant. You know, I don't know if you know, some of these people who are here, who are defending the anti-Iranian societies, they were demonstrating in Tehran and they were saying, no Lebanon, no Gaza, Iran, Iran. What kind of racists are they who cannot understand that the defense of Gaza is a defense of Islam? Surely we have a responsibility. Surely we have to recognize that the evil sits together, the believers and the fighters against Zulm sit together. If we don't sit together, it doesn't have to be a Muslim, it doesn't have to be a Jew, it doesn't have to be a Christian, it doesn't have to be of any sect, as long as it can sit together and identify the zalim and support the Muslim. That is what Islam says. That is what not just Islam says. That is what the Jewish society says. That's what the Christianity says, that you have to support the oppressed and not be a zalim and an oppressor yourself, like the EDL, like the Jewish Defense Leagues, like the Iranians who are confronting the Islamic Republic in the Iran. We have to be able to understand that. And you know, as it was said by Brother from Hizbatahi, that the leaderships of the Muslim Ummah need to realize their duty. If they do not recognize their duties, then get off the platform that you're suggesting that you are the protectors of the Muslim Ummah. Let's pray that inshallah, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to provide us that strength, that support, both for the Muslim and the non-Muslim communities to realize and recognize the difference between that which is the oppressor and he and she who is the oppressed. I pray that inshallah, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Almighty of all the secular religious believers, that he grants us the strength and the power to confront the zulm of this world. I thank you for giving me the opportunity, and thank you for listening to me. Salawat.